Victoria's Own Breakfast Club.
It is 23 past 8. Adam White, Scott Gullen and Jimmy Bartel with you. And to Jesse Ramage, you've got 10 minutes left to call in for the fridge because you were the random prize contestant from our footy tipping. 1300 652 927 if you want that fridge, thanks to Bar Fridges Australia. But time to talk the Cats now. Tom Lonergan played in a winning team on Saturday night against the Lions in what was his 200th game. And one of the biggest questions of all to ask Tom as he joins us is, did he survive the lift on Saturday night? A bit concerned about a groin issue for the way he was stretched when he was being shed from the ground. Tom, good morning. Are you okay?
Bit of adductor tightness this morning, boys. Yeah, they really gave him a good workout, didn't they?
It didn't appear to be overly comfortable up there.
Nah, you think those boys have lifted a few over the years, but the technique was very poor, and I've given them some feedback.
And one man who can definitely get tight is yourself, Doms. People always ask me, how do you get the nickname Doms? Can you just walk them through it early?
Yeah, I've answered this question, funny enough, a few times this week, but no, it's pretty simple. I rocked into training early days. It was one of my first weeks, and I had a big leg weight session, and the next day I literally couldn't walk. I was that sore. I come into the club and said, I won't be able to train today, and so I couldn't because I was too domsy, delayed onset of muscle stiffness is what it's called. So, and it affected me the day after that, and the day after that, I got severe doms, and it sucked, that nickname.
Oh, bloke to miss with muscle soreness. But you came into the club as a forward, but then you've made your name as one the best defenders Geelong have had in history there, mate. You've been part of a lot of great teams down there. How did the change come about to go down back?
Yeah, it was the game I was injured in, Jim, I was playing as a defender. So I had played a lot of junior footy and early parts of my career as a defender, but I was drafted as a forward, as you said. At the end of 07 and 08, Ablett retired, so I went down forward because he finished up, so it was sort of a lack of, it was more a need for me there because we were a bit thin. And yeah, and through 08, obviously Hawk sort of tired a bit during that year, and I went in and played that forward role. But sort of after 08, we lost to Granny and started the 09 season as a forward again, and then just wasn't feeling really comfortable with the position, to be honest, and I wanted a bit of a change-up. So I went out of the side and said to Lee Tudor, who was the reserve coach at the time, that I wanted to go back and play as a defender. And so the remainder of that year, I was playing as a defender and built up some really good form in the reserves and come in and out of the team a few times, but couldn't quite nail the position. Obviously, we had a really good back six team then, and that was that.
And you learned off some pretty good blokes, Brendan McCartney and Matthew Scarlett and Tom Harley.
Yeah, all those guys have been pivotal in my development, especially, I suppose, Brendan McCartney, early days. He taught me the sort of ropes and obviously Matty Scarlett is a big influence on my career. To learn off those guys, one of the ever defenders, is great to be able to have.
Now, Domsey, you're old school. Did you celebrate this milestone Sunday session? How did we approach this?
Yeah, tough one, Scotty. We had an early flight yesterday.
So perfect.
I made sure as soon as I got off the bus, I went upstairs and got the denim jeans on and a nice collar and ventured down to the hotel lobby for a few because I had quite a few people up from Yarrawonga and all parts. So, we certainly kicked on to the early hours of the morning, mate. Absolutely.
This is how we like it. Now, you've played in a lot of good teams. We're getting to the business end, round 17, and the Cats have quietly got themselves playing some pretty nice football. Is that how you assess where your club's at?
Yeah, the last 4 weeks we feel like we've really gained some real consistency and momentum. We feel we're still working out how good we can possibly be, and that's a sort of challenge for us, is to keep playing this consistent brand of footy. We've still got a fair bit of footy to play throughout the home and away season, but you know, obviously we want to be in some really good form coming into the back end of the season and hit September in good form.
Do you marvel at what Patrick Dangerfield can do? I know he's only been at the club a couple of years and he tends to do it most weeks, but just his ability to find the footy the way he does, be there in all the big moments, hit the scoreboard, he just seems to be able to do everything.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible, isn't he? I mean, he had a pretty big week this week. Had obviously the birth of his little fella, and the rest of the team has been up in the Gold Coast, so I'm not sure even how much training he did this week. And he just flew up on the Friday and Waltz did come into the team and just does that on Saturday night. He's a pretty remarkable individual. He just rips games apart, doesn't he? And to be able to play that forward role for us this week was and do what he did was amazing.
Victor, I have to congratulate you, though, on the amazing 200 games. Apart from the premiership, Doms, is anything else stand out through the career?
Playing with James.
Oh, well, that's a
what
good
was that? What was that last bit?
Oh, Scotty's just making fun, thinking I was the best player you've ever played with.
Yeah, well, you certainly
won. Oh, come on.
See?
I'd say that the games we played against Hawthorn during that period where I suppose there were some big matchups, I always enjoyed those Easter Monday games where I love going in and playing on Buddy, and you know, Harry had Ruffy, and yeah, it was just obviously that added incentive from the 08 granny and the whole Kennett's curse and all that sort of thing. It was just a really enjoyable time. Big games of footy and two big rivals. That's probably been one of the highlights of my career, I reckon.
Just on a lighter note, what's the best story you've told people with that enormous scar you have from when you lost your kidney?
Well, mate, you know Mackay Cockatoo, and he can be a bit vague and pretty easy to tell a story to him at times. And early days, I think it was it was only his first week. I was in the spa at the time, and he was in there with me, and I got out, and he goes, "Oh, geez, what happened there?" Not knowing, obviously, what had happened, and I said, "Oh, yeah, I don't really want to talk about it, but a bit of a shark incident down at Torquay quite a few years ago, and I had a real serious face on and just sort of didn't want to go into too much detail and walked off. And I can remember a few of his mates come up to me and goes, "Geez, you got cocky of beauty," because he's telling all us that, "Have you heard what's happened to Domsey? He's got a big shark bite and all that." And that's something, and he believes it for quite a while, so he still laughs about it now when we bring it up.
And you know what?
Probably the biggest one, mate.
You know what, Tom? You almost got through your first interview without being asked about losing your kidney. You almost got there.
That's it, mate. Yeah, it's always bound to come up, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, congratulations on your 200 games. Obviously done through extraordinary circumstances, but also, more importantly, a very successful career. Congratulations on your 200th on the weekend, and good luck for the Cats. You've got a couple of big games to come up in the next month.
Thanks, boys. Good on you guys. Cheers.
Tom Lonigan joining us there from the Cats. And Jimmy, one of the more popular members of the Geelong team over the last decade.
Yeah, one of the great teammates. Always great to be around. And as you know, Scotty, he's a ripping bloke as well. And it's undersold how good he's been for us, especially in big games. I just remember 2011 granny, we had to move him across the cloak. And he plays pretty well on Buddy. He's one of the few that can play pretty well on him. He does take all the big matchups.